USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Israeli fighter jets continue to hit the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, the State Department confirmed at least 22 Americans have been killed in fighting between Israel and Hamas. The fighting has left over 2,300 people confirmed dead. Media reports claim between 100 and 150 people have been taken hostage, presumably as human shields. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says every Hamas member will be destroyed. Netanyahu went on TV and said as long as the people of Israel are together, they will win the war. The Prime Minister said a great deal of ammunition is on its way to Israel to help in the fight. Israel and Hamas have been fighting this week since Hamas attacked Israel last Saturday. House Republicans are closer to electing a new House Speaker after their closed-door voting session yesterday resulted in Representative Steve Scalise as their Speaker designate. If all current members are present and voting on the floor, Scalise would need 217 votes to win the Speaker's gavel and only can afford to lose 4 Republican votes. Some lawmakers are saying they will instead vote for Representative Jim Jordan, who ran against Scalise, for the nomination. Speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, told CNN he hopes the House can get a speaker vote on the floor by today. NASA announced an asteroid sample could hold information about the early days of our solar system. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the recently collected rocks and dust from the asteroid Bennu contained water and a lot of carbon. That could mean asteroids like it delivered the building blocks to life to the planet. Nelson says it's the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever returned to Earth. If you know a farmer, be sure to thank that farmer, as today is National Farmers Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Sexual assault lawsuits from across the United States against Uber have been put together in federal court. A judge now has ruled that nearly 100 cases can be heard by one judge. All pretrial motions will be heard under Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern District of California. The cases cover at least 16 states and would still have to go to trial in their state's jurisdictions. Hundreds of women have filed suits against the rideshare company, saying that it hasn't done enough to shield passengers from sexual assault. Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress. The decision comes after Santos was hit with more federal criminal charges. Prosecutors claim Santos stole people's identities and made charges on the donors' credit cards without their permission, also claiming some of the money was found in Santos' bank account. Santos responded, "I'm pretty much denying every last bit of charges." Santos is due back in court on earlier charges in May. He's scheduled to appear on October 27th. The Biden administration is facing calls to freeze $6 billion in Iranian assets after terrorist group Hamas brutally attacked Israel last Saturday. The funds in question were freed up by the Biden administration as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans this week have called on the administration to put a hold on those funds, claiming there's a risk the money could be used against Israel in the conflict. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.